All right, Elon Musk continues to blow up on Donald Trump. And to break this down, I'm bringing in contributor Chris Mowry. You guys love him. He loves you guys. So let's keep it going. Check this out.
All right, the time has come. Things are really starting to fall apart in Trump world. Get the popcorn ready. I've been talking about this. I think we have been talking about this ever since Donald Trump, unfortunately, won the election. That two egos this big, two, frankly, narcissists, or at the bare minimum, people with narcissistic personalities, cannot coexist at one time. And I really think we're starting to see this all fall apart. Elon Musk today, essentially retweeting, reposting, showing support for a thread about how Fox News, the comments on their website, are all in support of Elon Musk after they reported that Elon Musk, you know, trashed the big, beautiful bill. You got to see what's in this thread and some of the responses, because it's very clear that MAGA is becoming divided. You know, they're taking sides. Before we get into that, though, I want to take a step back and show you a little bit of where we are at with this bill, because your voices, and I truly mean this, are making a difference. Really quickly, once again, my name's Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, you can hit subscribe down below, and the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description. We're building something big here. I say this every single video, but it's so true. We're trying to build something to punch back against MAGA, lift up Gen Z voices in particular. And if that's something you want to be a part of, help build this community, all you have to do is click subscribe. It would go a super long way. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for all the support on my page lately. It truly, truly, truly means the world. So with all of this infighting going on, we obviously have Marjorie Taylor Greene. We posted a video about this yesterday. She was criticized because she very clearly, openly said that she didn't read Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill as she, you know, essentially stepped back from the bill amongst all the noise. Republican firebrand Marjorie Taylor Greene has drawn widespread criticism from Democratic colleagues, and I will say Republican colleagues, for admitting that not only did she not read Donald Trump's tax and spending bill before voting on it, but she would have voted against it had she read it thoroughly. Quote, full transparency. I did not know about this section on pages 278 to 279 of the OBBB that strips states of the right to make laws or regulate AI for 10 years, Greene wrote on X. I am adamantly opposed to this, and it is a violation of state rights, and I would have voted no if I knew it was there. Now, she understandably got grilled because this bill is over 1,000 pages. So she says she didn't know about what was on page 278. It's like you didn't even read a quarter of the bill. We go to the next Republican getting a lot of flack. Mike Flood posted a video about this yesterday as well. Absolutely grilled during a town hall just the other day. You love to see it. A lot of constituents showed up screaming, booing, understandably so. This bill is exploding the deficit while taking millions of people off their health insurance, cutting food stamps, cutting SNAP benefits, all not to invest a bunch of money in some big project for America. No, it's increasing the deficit to make room for tax cuts for the rich. And so Mike Flood actively admitted during this town hall that he also did not read the bill. Flood admitted he did not read the full bill when an audience member asked him why he had voted in favor of a provision that would make it harder for judges to enforce orders holding parties before them in contempt for defying court orders. Flood, who holds a law degree from the University of Nebraska, said that he did not agree with the provision and that he was unaware of it when he voted in favor of the bill. Quote, I believe in the rule of law. I've taken an oath as an attorney. I've taken an oath as a state senator. I've taken an oath as a member of Congress, and I support our court system. And I do believe that the federal district courts, when issuing an injunction, should have legal effect. In fact, I relied upon that when the Biden administration was in place. The federal courts did a tremendous amount of good work. Quote, this provision was unknown to me when I voted for the bill. He finished to loud yells from the crowd. You go to the next person, Senator Joni Ernst. We also posted a video of this where she was at a town hall also getting grilled. Again, I go back to the beginning of this video where I said, your voices are making a difference. They are. These representatives, senators, GOP officials are feeling this. They're feeling it. That's why a lot of them are backing off. That's why we're in chaos. And it's a good thing because we're actively saving lives. This bill is going to get pushed to the Senate, and it's becoming very clear it's not going to have the votes if this continues. the bill is going to have to be changed. And the hope is that it's changed so millions of Americans don't get cut off their health insurance. Your voice is literally saving lives. I hope you know this. Senator Joni Ernst, at a town hall, when someone yelled, you know, we're going to die, people are going to die because of this bill, she very candidly said, quote, we are all going to die. Essentially with the cadence of, well, we're all going to die anyways. She got tons of flack, issued an apology video that was frankly sarcastic and gross, got even more flack. And because of that entire thing, literally had somebody announce a run against her because of this. State Representative J.D. Scholten, I believe, who once challenged former Iowa Rep. Steve King, said, quote, I just felt, you know, I have to do this, and announced his run against Senator Joni Ernst. Love to hear that. And so we move quickly, before we go back to the thread that I have to show you, to where this bill is at moving to the Senate. Trump Tuesday switched to tougher tactics to try to push the Republican senators who are holding out to get on board. Late into Senator Rand Paul saying, quote, Rand votes no on everything, but never has any practical or constructive ideas. His ideas are actually crazy, quote, losers. Donald Trump is like a literal high schooler. It's ridiculous. Paul seemed unfazed, quote, I like the president, supported the president, but I can't in good conscience give up every principle that I stand for and every principle that I was elected upon. Wow. And so they have a deadline. They're trying to push this bill through. And you still have other senators, Republican senators, now raising serious concerns about other parts of the bill. Senator Tom Tillis in North Carolina saying we're having discussions. Josh Hawley is among a group of senators, including Suzanne Collins and Senator Murkowski, who have raised concerns about the Medicaid changes that could boot people from health insurance. So they're supposed to be able to have the votes for this bill, but it's becoming increasingly likely that they don't. So keep using your voice. I'm so proud of you. Coming back here to this thread, Elon Musk posting support for this thread that Stephanie posted on Twitter. Fox News comments is a great place to understand conservative views since they get so much traffic. I was curious what the people were saying about Elon shit-talking the BBB, and I'm shocked. Almost every comment is in agreement with Elon. To see so many vehemently disagreeing with Trump is wild. GOP better be careful. And again, with Elon essentially reposting this with American flags, it sounds like a threat. That's what that sounds like. And these comments here are pretty much all the same. Elon Musk is absolutely correct. Musk is right. I agree with Musk on this one. You move to see how many people are actually commenting on this thread. 6,900 comments on the Fox News website about this. Again, almost all of them, the majority, vast majority, in support of Elon Musk on this issue. With somebody commenting, all the callers on InfoWars the other day were in support of Elon too. And Stephanie saying, Elon does what he says and is pretty consistent. He also admits when he F's up. I think a lot of people have grown to trust his judgment. Okay, well, you speak for yourself on that one. Again, I'm just the messenger. I think all of us should just watch and just grab popcorn, especially on issues the average person doesn't fully understand. We move to the next one. Yep, I see it everywhere too. It's only the few big MAGA accounts on X who are shilling for Trump 24/7 that are defending Trump's spending bill. Everyone else wants less spending, less taxes, and less debt, with Stephanie saying, common sense. We move to another comment here. Elon is right on this one. If we keep spending like money grows on trees, it won't matter what Doge did. Budget must balance. Freeloaders must be stopped. And so again, this sounds like a threat from Elon Musk as he's continually posting now saying, call your senator, call your representative, don't let this bill pass, which this is the only thing I think Elon Musk has ever said that I'm actually in agreement with, which is you should call your senator, you should call your representative. Tell them what you care about in this bill that you do not want to see, specifically the fact that, again, millions of people are going to get cut off their health insurance, food stamps are going to be cut, and we're increasing the deficit to make room for tax cuts for the rich. And I can only assume right now in the White House, Trump is furious. His head is spinning. And it's all because, at least a lot because, of your voices. Show up to your local town halls with your GOP representatives, make your voice heard. It makes a difference. And we will keep updating you on how this story progresses, because once again, two egos this big cannot fit in the same room. It's not possible. doesn't exist. So we'll see where the GOP is headed with this one. Look, I appreciate you watching this video. It means a lot. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoyed this video, click like down below. Click subscribe if you want to join this growing community. It really means a lot. And a link to my YouTube channel will be in the description. I appreciate you a lot. I hope you have a good rest of your weekend. And I'll see you in the next video.